left off discussing the machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen. Rabbeinu David HaKohen, rather, where the Gemara tells us the following chiddush. Our Gemara is dealing with the case of Mesu Krovim Lifnei HaKhupa. What happens in the case of Mesu Achar HaKhupa, but before Bir Rishon? So the Rosh writes the following chiddush. That in such a case, certainly Simcha was not yet chal, because after all, that the Bias Mitzvah did not yet occur. And here we're not going to allow the Bias Mitzvah to occur. That's a limited heter in the case of Aviv Shel Chasan, Imo Shel Kala. And in such instances, regarding Shar Krovim, therefore necessarily they will have the days of Avedos, right, followed by the days of Simcha. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh in our Sugya. And if you look in the Shach, Nekudas HaKesev, and Shimon Beis, he quotes at length the Shita of Rabbeinu Rucham, who cites the Shita of Rabbeinu David HaKohen. There Rabbeinu David HaKohen writes the following, not necessarily so. Our Gemara is all referring to the case of Mesu Krovim Kodem HaKupah. And then there's a difference between Aviv Imo as opposed to the case of Shar Krovim. However, in the case where Kfar Nichnas V'Chupah, in that instance, the Shiva Simei HaKupah, Shiva Simei HaMishtar immediately Chal, and in such a case then, afterwards you have the Shiva Simei Avelos. And that would be the case, even in dealing with Shar Krovim. And even though it's true that the Bias Mitzvah did not yet occur, the Chiddush of Rabbi Nadav HaKohen is the following, that the only time that is necessary is to suspend Avelos. In the case where the Misa occurred first, so in order to suspend, then it's necessary, Levatel HaVelos, in order to preempt, in order to prevent it from being Chal, in such a case, then there is no need for Bias Mitzvah. Chup is considered to be sufficient to kick in the Shiva Simei HaMishtin, only afterwards there will be the time of Avelos. Good? So according to Rabbeinu David HaKohen, the following Chiddush. In that instance of Mesu Achar HaChuppah Kodem Bir Rishona, then you'll have the Shiva Simei HaMishtah, followed by the Shiva Simei HaVelos, but clearly the Bias Mitzvah cannot occur until all that time passes, until La'achar Yud Dalad Yom. Good? That's the machlokes between this view and Rabbeinu Yerucham as opposed to the Shita Sarosh. Good? If you look, for example, at Rashi in our Sugya, Rashi comments that it's necessary to have the Bias Mitzvah. Why is that true? Rashi says, Shetochu Chasnus Lagamre, Lichos Avelus. It's necessary to have the Bias Mitzvah in order to see to it that the Ishus will fully kick in order to be Doch Avelus. According to Rashi Shita, perhaps one could argue, but again, like the Rosh, that when it comes to Shar Krovim, so in such an instance then, there's an Isra Tashmish Amita, the Bias Mitzvah could not occur, and therefore you would have Avelos followed by the period of Simcha. Good. What about according to the Shita we cited earlier of the Ritz Geus? The Ritz Geus would have a third possibility. After all, the Shita of the Ritz Geus was is that during Aninus, we don't have Isra Avelos. And therefore, in a case of Shar Krovim, it's true, the Ritz Geus could agree that you'd have Avelos, which is followed by Simcha, but nonetheless we would allow for the Bias Mitzvah to take place before the Kvura. After all, because according to the Ritz Geus, the Isuri Avelos only apply La'achar Stima Sagolel. They don't apply, right? Kodem HaKvura. So therefore the Ritz Geus would agree that you'll have Avelos, which is followed by Simcha, but in such a case the possibility of Bo Bias Mitzvah would exist even when it comes to Shar Krovim. Because after all, that is not considered to be that which we are matir, but rather simply the Nihugi Avelos do not exist at that particular time. Good? Rabbi Willig suggested the following Chiddush, this he has printed in Amordechai, that perhaps there is a Lishitase, right, to this machlokus between the Rosh and Rabbi Nadavid HaKohen. Points out the following, that according to you of Rabbi Nadavid HaKohen, there's a difference between Kodem HaChuppah as opposed to Meis La'achar HaChuppah. One could raise the following question, that now, that if in fact we should assume that Avelos only begins La'achar Stima Sagolel, as the Gemara says in Daf Dalma Beis, so therefore couldn't one argue that really there shouldn't be a difference at all between these two cases of Meis La'achar Chuppah or Meis Kodem HaChuppah? In both cases, the Chuppah is before Avelos, because the Mechayiv of Avelos is Stima Sagolel. No? And if that is true, one could argue as follows, that in a case of Meis La'achar HaChuppah, so in such an instance, that why is it that we can make a difference between that and the previous case? After all, why is it that Meisla Achara Chuppah, in such an instance, no Meisla Bi is required, according to Rabbi Nadav HaKohen? And if Meis Kodam HaChuppah, Meisla Bi then is necessary, how do you understand that difference? Because Al Pidin, in both cases, the Chuppah certainly occurred before Kvura, and Avelus only kicks in La Achar Stima Sagoma. No? So again, Rabbi Nadav HaKohen distinguishes, when did the Ptir occur? Right before, after the chuppah, why should the Shas Ptira be so relevant? After all, the Chiyuv of Avelus will only begin La'achar Stima Sagolel. And the chuppah certainly was before Stima Sagolel. So how do you understand this difference of Rabbeinu David HaKohen? Good. Apparently the answer is the following. Even though it's true that when it comes, for example, to Minyan Shiva, it's true that that begins at the time of Stima Sagolel. Apparently, one has to argue that the Chalosh Shem Avelus already begins the Shas Misa. We saw this in the Ramban, that the concept of Aninus and Avelus are not two independent concepts entirely, but rather, right, the Tchilas Avelus already is Mishas Misa. True, as far as Minyan Shiv is concerned, that is not the case, but we do not view the period of Aninus and the period of Avelus as two absolutely distinct moments, but rather there is a sense of continuity between them. And therefore the Tchilas Avelus is from the Shas Misa, and then we understand very well the Chiddush of Rabbi Nadav HaKohen that writes, so it's crucial to realize, did the Chuppah occur before the Ptira or after the Ptira? Because after all, the Avelus begins already at that particular time. That's a sum according to the Ramban, as we discussed. Nihugi Avelus begin at the Shas Ptira. That doesn't depend on Kvura. No? So therefore, you understand very well, if Rabbi Nadav HaKohen agrees with that Chiddush of the Ramban, that there's a Chalos Avelus Kodem HaKvura, even though Enoch Inami, the Minyan Shiva, only begins Mishistem HaGolel, in such a case, then you understand very well the Chiddush of Rabbi Nadav that there should be a difference between Kodem HaKvura as opposed to Lahacha. No? If this is true, one could argue as follows, then. If you look at the Russian Moikotem, the Rush writes in Perek Gimel and Simen Gimel that really this is not true. That there is no Hemshech, there is no continuity between Aninus and Avelus. Aninus is Luchud, and Avelus is Luchud. These are two independent concepts. After all, don't forget the Rush is of the opinion that Aninus certainly is a Din D'Oraisa. Right, that less Mandapoli, Sukkim and Chumash as we discussed. But Avelus is only a Din D'Rabbanon. So we do not view that the Avelus is considered to be an extension of Aninus, but rather the two are absolutely distinct. Which means, according to the Chiddush of the Rush, if Aninus is Lechud and Avelus is Lechud, so in such a case, the Gemara tells us that nonetheless, even though the Avelus has not yet begun, because it certainly is before Kvura, nonetheless, bilas mitzvah is necessary. Lichos ha'avelus. That's the Chiddush then of the Rush, that does not distinguish, as right, Rabbeinu David HaKohen, as to whether meisu kodem ha'chuppah or meisu la'achar ha'chuppah. The Rush assumes in all cases bilas mitzvah is necessary. Now that distinction, Rabbeinu David HaKohen, is l'shitasei. If you assume that avelus begins b'shas misa, then you can argue that now we have to ask ourselves, when did the chuppah occur? Before Shas Misa or Lachar Shas Misa? But according to the Chiddush the Rosh, Aninus Lachud and Avelus Lachud, then in all cases, the Avelus did not yet begin until afterwards. But yet the Gemara says that you require Bilas Mitzvah. So you see, according to the Chiddush the Rosh, that Bilas Mitzvah is necessary, even if Avelus was not yet Chal. If that's true then, the Rosh cannot agree with Rabbeinu David HaKohen's Kiddush that there should be a difference as to whether the Chuppah preceded or followed the Misa. Because the Misa is irrelevant. Aninus Lechud and Kvur Lechud. And everyone agrees that the Avelus only kicks in afterwards. And yet the Gemara says that it's necessary to have Bias Mitzvah. That's exactly then the Kiddush of the Rosh, that in all cases, Bias Mitzvah is necessary, unlike the distinction of Rabbeinu David HaKohen. No, that perhaps is l'shitase between Rav HaKohen against the Chiddush of the Rosh. If you assume Avelus Lechud, Aninus Lechud, so therefore Bias Mitzvah is required in all cases. If you assume that no, that Avelus and Inus are considered to be a single Hemshech, that already there's a concept of Avelus B'Shas Misa, so then one can certainly distinguish whether the Shivas HaMishtah were Chal Koda Misa, or whether Yeshivas HaMishtah were only Chal La'achar Misa. Now that was Rabbi Willig's suggestion. This is printed in the Kuntus of Avelus at the very end of Amordechai, that perhaps this Rosh, Rabbi David, is dependent on the Machlokas Hashanah we discussed earlier, to what extent Avelus is Daraisa, to what extent is Avelus Darabanan, to what extent we assume that Aninus Lachud and Avelus Lachud. But take a look at that Rosh in Moed Katan and Perek Gimel, Simen Gimel, where the Rosh is explicit. The Chiddush Rabbi David HaKohen is the following, that if Kfar Nichnas Lachupa, so then the Shivis Mi'amishta Archal automatically, even if Adayin Lo Ba'al. And the only time you need Bias Mitzvah, right, is when you are being Mevatel Avelus, which already was Ham. So if one accepts this Chiddush Rabbi David HaKohen, so once Nichnas Lachupa, that's it. Then the Shivis Mishta Archal, and even when it comes to Shar Krovim, Mishta followed by Avelus. So this is what the Taz discusses in Shimon Beis, as he pointed out. So it's very important now to discuss, right, what is the Shas HaChupah? If it's necessary, as the Rush writes, that you have to have Mamish Bo Bias Mitzvah, so fine. But if that's not necessary, in Meisachar HaChupah, Chupah alone is the criterion. So very simply, what is the Shas Chupah? So the Taz cites the view of the Drisha that writes the following. We saw Rishonim that already Chupah is before Erisin, the Chiddush of the Mordechai, and that is that Afilu Kisu Bihinuma is considered to be Chupah. So the Drisha writes the following Chiddush. If that's true, if one would already go through the Kisu Hinuma, let's assume one would have the Badekin, so in such an instance, al-Piddin, that would be considered Nichnas of the Chuppah, and therefore the Shivi Simi HaMishter already would kick in. And the Jewish writes again that since Halacha Kedivri HaMekev Avlos we discussed, so therefore we can rely on this Shita, that already is considered to be the Chuppah, and therefore the Avelus will follow only at the conclusion of the Shivi Simi HaMishter. Good. So of course, this is based on what we discussed earlier, the very definition of Nisuin, whether it's Badekin, whether in fact it's now simply the Knis L'Rishus, standing under the Chuppah, the Rambam Shita, Yichud HaRai L'Biyah. So if you look in the Taz, right, the Taz has several objections to this Chiddush of the Drisha. Number one is the following, the Shita itself. Do we really assume L'Halacha that Kisa Hinuma is considered to be Chuppah to this extent? The Taz says he doesn't think that that's true. Number two, the Taz writes is the following. What about the issue that the Ran raised earlier? The Ram said, how is it possible, especially if you hold that Avelus is Daraisa, that here the Shivas Yamisha takes precedence over Avelus? So it must be because of Yesh Koach B'yad Chachamim. And the sheet of the Ram was that it's not a categorical Akira, but regarding certain things, yes, other things, no. So if something is purely Sheva Tasa, then Yesh Koach B'yad Chachamim. But if something is considered to be that which is Bekum V'Esa, that certainly we would not allow. What is an example of Kum V'Esei? We saw the details, no? The Shach and the Chemishna. But one thing was clear. The Ran is explicit. What the Ran termed Lasos Inyane Simcha, that certainly is considered to be the Kum V'Esei. No? So that's the second objection that the Taz has. Here, what are we going to argue? That once the Badeking was done now, one can continue, right, with the Chuppah, with the overt Simchas Nisuin. That certainly is against the Chiddush of the Ran. Right? We had a question. Again, what exactly the Ran means in Yanei Simcha? Does that include Rechitza and the like? Or does it not? But the Taz writes explicitly that certainly Boso Hayom B'Yom Rishon Ein Rei Lasos in Yanei Simcha. And therefore we would not allow one to continue with the balance of the Chasna under those conditions. Good. Then the Taz raises the third problem. That's the following. That when it comes to Shar Krovim, that what do you mean? It's only the Makom Pseda at Hitiru. And therefore the Taz questions as to whether in fact this case, once the Chup already was accomplished, would that constitute a Pseda that we will allow continuing with the Chasna itself? That's the Taz's objection. We pointed out earlier that one could object on very different grounds. What exactly does it mean? that the badeking is considered to be nisuin. Good. So number one, it's a chiddush that is nisuin. Good, we discussed that at length. Number two, there's a further chiddush, as the Mishnah points out, and that is that you have nisuin, which is before erusin. That also is a chiddush. Even if you say in principle that you don't need yichud harai labia, good. But to assume that you can first have nisuin followed by erusin, that's a very great chiddush. So we saw in the Mordechai Enochinami that's possible. And the Mordechai writes that the nusach habracha, mekari shema yisrael ayidei, chuppa v'kedushin, reflects that seder. First you have the nisuin, followed by the erusin. So what exactly does that mean? You have nisuin, followed by erusin. Is anything chal b'shas nisuin? One lechora could argue very simply that certainly not. Even if you assume, like those who shown him that allow nisuin before erusin, it means the following. That right now, the woman is not even an ashes ish. So what type of nisuin is there? It means the following, that when the maisa erusin will be done, so this woman will go from a pnuya to an asua. That normally when the maisa kedushin occurs, she goes from a pnuya to an arusa. And subsequently you have nisuin, if there was already a form of hachnas the rishus, so that means at the time of the keser shtaravia, she will go from a pnuya to an asua. But let me ask you, if all that occurs is nisuin, and there is no erusin as of yet, you're going to tell me that there's a chalos nisun without erusin? That's very difficult. No? Even the Mordechai that envisions you can have nisun follow, perverse, followed by erusin. But does that mean there's a chalos nisun b'shata? L'chora, certainly not. Woman's not an ishes ish. So l'chora, one could disagree with the drish on the following grounds. That even granted, that there are Rishon that will assume that Kisinum is considered to be the Nisuin. But can one argue that that's considered al-pidid to be Nichnas al-Chuppah, that the Shibis Yimei Mishta is already Chal, and it can preempt the Averos from kicking in? It just means that eventually, when the Maisa Erisin will take place, this woman will go from a Pnuya to an Asua. But Kozman that the Erisin did not yet take place, Poshup Shat, there's no chalos issues at all. In which case, even if meisu achar bedekin, that's comparable to a case of meis kodem hachuppah, even according to the Shita Samornachai. No? But this is the great chiddush that the Drisha writes, that we have a right to rely on those Shitas to argue. It's already considered to be nichnas lachuppah. So first objections that the Taz raises, right? And the further objection is that b'shato, l'chor, it's not considered to be chalos ishus at all. The Gemara continues in Abdallah ben Aleph. He tells us the following, that kol osin hayamim, v'yoshen ben hanashim, v'isha yoshena ben hanashim. There is an isra of yichud that requires that he, the chasan, yoshen ben hanashim, and the kala ben hanashim. And the Gemara tells us, and similarly, this is not only true in this highly unusual case, v'chein misha persa ishto nida. If you're dealing with the case of Nida, Kodim, Birishona, the same halach applies that in fact there is such an Isra Yichud. What is that case of Persa, Ishta, Nida, Kodim, Birishona? What exactly is that case? So again, simply, as we discussed earlier, according to Rov Rishonim, you have a couple possibilities. Now, one possibility is that literally, Persa, Nida, La'achar, Chuppah, but Kodim, Birishona. That's one possibility. What's the other possibility according to Rov Rishonim? Mamish, Chuppah, Nida. Let's assume the Chiddush of the Ran. We don't require Yichud Harai Levia. And Enochinami, the Gemara Daf Beis, rather Higia Hazman Vlo Niseis, did not mean to tell us that the definition of Chuppah is Yichud Harai Levia. Certainly not. It just means that we're not going to impose a Chiv Mezonos if the Baal has a very legitimate excuse for delaying the Chuppah. But a Chuppah Asnida certainly is considered to be a legitimate Chuppah, and in such a case, the Chiddush of our Gemara of Kolosa, Yom will apply in that instance as well. And then we saw the Rambam. Shita disagrees. The Rambam writes that the very definition of Chuppah is Yichud Harai Levia. And one cannot have a case of Chuppah Asnida. So therefore, what's the instance of our Gemara of Misha, Persa, Ishto, Nida? Very simply, that Enochinami, the Chuppah was a Chuppah Harai Levia. But rather it means the Achakach, Persa Nida, and now there's considered to be an Isra Yichud. What is the nature of this Isra Yichud? is yichud be ishto nida kodem birishana. What aspects of yichud is nisa deraisa? What aspects of yichud only nisa derabana? The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf Aleph, at the very bottom of Amar Aleph, continuing Amar Beis, the Gemara relates the episode of Amnon and Tamar, and the Gemara comments that Amar Yidam Arav, that Ba'oso Shal Gozru Al HaYichud Ve'al HaPnuya. As a result, so David HaMelech Beis Dino made a Gzeirid Rabbanon Al HaYichud Ve'al HaPnuya. The Gemara asks the following question. Yichud is only a Gzeirid Rabbanon. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Yichud Araisahu was a Gzeirah of David HaMelech Beis Dino. It's a Din Araisa. How do you know it's a din d'araisa? The Gemara calls Rabbi Yochanan, Neimar, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok, remez liyichud min ha-Torah minayim. On the one hand, the Gemara says yichud is d'araisa. On the other hand, the Gemara uses the term remez. Where is there allusion to the concept of yichud? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Yisisva achicha ben imecha. Why is it that the pasuk refers to your brother as being ben imecha, the son of your mother? So the Gemara says the diuk in the pasuk, the drush is the following: that ben misyachedim imo, ve'ein acher misyachedim kol arayel shebatorah. Why does the pasuk refer to your brother as being ben imecha? Because it's normal for a son to reside with a mother, and that is an exception. That even though a mother and son are in iser erva, clearly, but ben misyachedim imo. Lafuke, all other cases of arayos where that certainly is not true, that is considered to be innocent. So the Gemara says again, what do you mean that there's a Gzeirah Rabbanon Mishum Yichud? This is a Din D'Araisa? The Gemara answers, you're right. It shouldn't be that David HaMelech Beis Dino Gozru Al HaYichud Ve'al HaPnuya, but rather Gozru Al Yichud Dipnuya. Yichud regarding arayos Enochinami. That is based on the pasuk of Ben Yemecha. The Gzeirah D'Rabbanan of David HaMelech Beis Dino was an Isser Yichud for a Pnuya. So what exactly does the Gemara tell us? So many Rishon are of the opinion as follows. That the real Isser Yichud, let's assume the Arayos, is certainly an Isser D'Araisa. That's clear. The Gemara says, V'Yichud D'Araisa. And the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan was only Yichud D'Pnuya. You look, for example, in Tosus and Sota, and Av Zayim Rav Aleph Dibramas Chonida, and the Tosus and Sanhedrin, just a little bit later on Daf Lamed Zayim Rav Aleph Dibramas Chol HaTorah, Tosus is explicit that Yichud is an Issa D'Araisa. Yichud B'Pnuya is a Gzeirat Rabbanan, but Yichud B'Arayos certainly is an Issa D'Araisa. This is a comment that the Ramban makes in Sefer Mitzvos as well. This Ramban is found in Shorash Lishi. And the Ramban cites this as an example that you can have an Issa D'Araisa even though the Gemara uses the term remez. If something is not Mufurish Bikra, so the Gemara can use the term of remez, but that does not mean it's just an Asmachta. But rather, remez can be indicative of a din d'araisa. That's the context the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos. The Ramban cites this example as yichud being an issa d'araisa. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisroibiyah and Perachav Beis Halacha Beis, there the Rambam uses the terminology of mipi hakabbalah. And this ties in with the Kesem Mishnah we discussed earlier. If you look in the Kesem Mishnah in Hilchos Yishus, in Perachalaf Halacha Vav, the Kesem Mishnah is clear that the Rambam does not mean to indicate that Yichud D'Arayos is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, but rather Mipi HaKabbalah means Davar HaMakubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, or else Yud Gimel Midos. That which is Torah Shebaalpeh, as opposed to Torah Shebichsav, the Rambam will often use terminology of Mipi HaKabbalah, but certainly it is an Issur D'Arayos even according to the Rambam sheet as well. This is what the Kiryas Sefer Mabit writes in the Rambam, that just because the Rambam uses the terminology again, Mipia Kabbalah, doesn't mean it's Nisa Rabbanon. Yichud D'Arayos is in fact an Issa D'Arayos. If you look in the Smak, right, in Mitzvot Sanites, there when the Smak lists Mitzvot D'Rabbanon, he lists the Issa Yichud as part of Mitzvot D'Rabbanon. But Tosus is clear it's a Din D'Arayos. The Rambam also, the Kesef Mishnah assumes, the Kriya Sefer assumes that it's Nisa Daraisa, but Mipi Kabbalah, because obviously it's something which is not Mufurish Bikra. If you look in the Rambam earlier, right in the very beginning of Perachov Beis, the Tochus Yisraelina, here the Rambam discusses Lo Sikra Vulagala Servasa. There the Rambam writes, Kol HaBa'ala Erva Min HaRayas. But not be a mamish, but rather derech evarim, like we discussed earlier in the Gemara Sota. Right? Bodily contact, intimacy without ma'isabiyah. Or the Rambam writes even chibuk v'nishuk, which is derech tava. The Rambam writes that's a violation of the issa daraisa of lo sikru v'legalo servasa. Don't even do that which will lead to mamish nisar erva. And the Rambam writes the following chiddush that lokim in haTorah there's malchus daraisa. For the pasuk of lo sikru v'legalo servasa, we've discussed it very often. The chiddush of Yosef Engel, Lakav Tov and Simin Ches, the concept of a siog daraisa is it possible for the Torah to forbid a shemi yavli debi? Right. One of the instances is lo sikru v'legalo servasa, where the pasuk says don't do a right, which could possibly lead to mamish arayas daraisa. There's a very important Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah writes on that Rambam, Perachav Aleph, in Halacha Aleph, that when is this true? That there's Nisa Daraisa, Derech Evarim, Chibuk, V'nishuk, and the like? Magid Mishnah writes, this is only Poshup Shat, as the Rambam writes, right, dealing with Nisa Erva, Osikru, V'legalo, Servasa. So the Magid Mishnah writes, this is a further difference between Arayos as opposed to Yisrei Biyah, what we discussed earlier at length. That the Rambam's chiddush, that the sikru v'legalo servasa is a lav daraisa with malchus, is a lav daraisa unto arayos. But Magid Mishnah writes, not true if you're dealing with Yisrei Biyah, for example, chayv lavin. If you look, for example, at the Kiryas Sefer, the Kiryas Sefer writes the same thing as true when it comes to the Issa Daraisa of Yichud. That the Issa Daraisa of Yichud, Ben Imecha, Ipiha Kabbalah, is only Barayas. Kiryas Sefer is explicit. Only Barayas. But when it comes to Chavi Lavim, when it comes to Chavi Esei, then Yichud is only forbidden Mikzeras Dovin HaMelech Beis Dina. Kiryas Sefer makes that distinction. Not only is Magid Mishnah writes within of Sikru V'legalo Servasa, but even within Nisr Yichud itself, Beni Mecha, and Isr Erva, there's Nisr Yichud Daraisa. If you look, for example, in the Prisha disagrees. The Prisha writes that there's an Isr Daraisa of Yichud for all Isr Evia Daraisa, even for Chavi Lavin. And Chasinach writes, even though the Prisha mentions Chavi Lavin, Chasinach writes in Kuf Peches that the Chora Hu Adinami when it comes to Chavi Esei as well. But Poshrup Shat in the Rambam, the Furish in the Kiryas Sefer, that these Yisurei Daraisa are only dealing with Arayos, not when it comes to Shar Yisurei Mir. If you look in the Rashi, in the very end of Maseches Nida, Hilchos Nida, the Rashi writes, HaTorah Asra Yichud Al Kol Arayos. There's an Isser Yichud Daraisa regarding Arayos. And then the Rashi adds, and Vegam Nida Hibikaris Kishar Arayos. And Nida is comparable to Arayos. Poshrup Shat in the Rashi, but explicit in Kiryas Sefer, Poshrup Shat in the Rambam, explicit in Magid Mishnah. The difference between an Isser Erva as opposed to Shari Srebiya. A Dala Melech Beis Dina where goes there even on Pnuyos. But the back Zera, the Kiryas Sefer writes also include a Chavi Lavim, a Chavi Esei as well, even on Pnuyos. The next step. What about Ishto Nida? There, it's explicit in the Gemara that there is no Isra Yichud. That's the sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin. There's no Isra Yichud B'Ishtonim. Where do you see that this is true? The Gemara quotes the memory of Rav Kahana that HaTorah Ha'ida Aleinu Suga B'Shoshanim. The Pasuk in Shir Shirim Perek Zayin. What does that mean, Suga B'Shoshanim? Afilu Suga B'Shoshanim Lo Yiftitzu Behem Peratzas. Even a simple hedge of roses, that is enough to create a barrier between a husband and wife during the Shas Nida. So it's not necessary to have such a major hedge, such a major siyag. Even Suga B'Shoshanim is considered to be sufficient, and therefore there is no Isser Yichud at all between a husband and Ishto Nida. So the Tosus in Sanhedrin, in Daf Lamed Zayinim and Aleph, the Tosus in Maskel HaTorah, and the Tosus in Sotan of Zayinim and Aleph, is bothered by the following kasha. That if Yichud in fact is an Isser Daraisa, so Heichi Yasa Krami Divrei Kabbalah, Mameshri Madiksiv Araisa. What's this? Akir Stavman HaTorah B'Kum V'Esei. The Torah says that there's Nisr Yichud Araisa. And Rav Kahana says, no, we see from the Navi that Klal Yisrael are very meticulous about this detail. And therefore, there's no Isser. And how can that be? That's Tosus' discussion. The Tosus and Sotan Daf Zayin Amud Aleph answers as follows. When is it that there is an Issa Daraisa? Dafka Yichud Da'arayos. That's the Issa Daraisa of Yichud. Tosus continues, Deima Mem Heter, Dumya Deben Imo. You're dealing with Arayos, which is a categorical Issa. This person is one of the Arayos, and it's never going to become Mutter to you. However, aval nidolo, that's not true. Tosus writes in Sota when it comes to nidol abalo. The issa daraisa is only ba'arayos, not regarding nidol. How do you understand that distinction, right, of Tosus? Arayos, yes, and nidol, no. If you look, for example, the Tosus in Sanhedrin of Lamed Zayin, Tosus writes the following. Lo asra Torah l'ke'en imo, lo avida de mishtarya. When is there an Isser Yichud? When there's an Isser right now, like imo, that will never become mutter. So the pasuk goes out of its way and says, imo, yes, that any similar Isser, no. When it comes to nida, sofali tar, and therefore there's no Isser Yichud. It's not that the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Suga B'Shoshanim, is being matter in Isser Daraisa. There is no Issa Daraisa regarding Yichud of Ishto Nida, because it cannot be compared to that Pasuk Daraisa of Ben Imo. This can be understood in two possible ways. Right? This is based on what we discussed earlier, the machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. To what extent Nida is Bichlau Gili Arayos? One could argue as follows, that just as we discussed earlier, the Chiddush of Kiryas Sefer, the Magid Mishnah, Pashup Shat and Rambam, that the Isser of Yichud is only Barayos. Not when it comes to Shari Sribian. Not when it comes to Chagil Avim. So what about Nida? So that, of course, we discussed at length, the Sheet of Tosus, that Nida is not Bichlal, Arayos. Finished. Nida is not an Isser Erva. That Alphabet is called Isser Ebiya. That was one teretz that Tosus Nivamos Nafezim and Aleph. Why it is that we assume that if a brother dies, and at that point in time the wife is Nida, we don't assume that that's Ena Ola Yibum, and therefore there's no need for Chalitza. Why is that true? So Rabbeinu Tam spelled out in the Sefer Yasha, in the Chilak HaTshuvos in Siman Pei, that Iser Erva breaks up Zika, Nida is not considered to be Bechalal Harayos, Bechalal Tarakula. In that respect, true, there's Nisr Kares, but it is not called Gil Harayos. And in Achinami, of course, as the Gemara says, Yivamus Daf Mem Tes, Hakol Bodin the Bala Nida, Ein Havlad Mamzer. Why is that true? The fact that there's Tfisas Kedushin, the fact that Vlad is on a Mamzer, Nida is not Bechalal Harayos. So therefore, one possibility in Tosfos, that Yichud is only an Issa Daraisa, where it's Yichud Barayos. If you're dealing with an Issa Nida, there is Tvisas Kedusha, the blood would not be a Mamzer. Nida is not called Gina Rayos. That was Rabbi Yotam's Raya, that we derive from the parish of Nida and Zava that Erechot never be Surin. But that's treated as Issa Veheter. That's not treated as Ein Davar Sheva'erva. Pachos Mishnayim. This, of course, cannot be according to the Rambam. The Rambam is explicit that Nida is Bechlam HaRayos. The Rambam is explicit in Perachaf Aleph of Hilchos Issur Ebiyah. Nida is called an Issur Erevah. Enoch Inami, there's a Pasuk, Lusi Yidasalav, that tells us Tfisas Kedushin, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but nonetheless the Rambam is explicit. Nida is called Gine HaRayos. So the Rambam cannot understand, right, as, let's say, Poshub Shat and Tosus, that Yichud is only Nisa Daraisa regarding Arayas, therefore Nid is excluded. One somehow must explain the permissibility of Yichud B'Ishto Nida in a different fashion. What are the other possibilities? So one could argue again, as Tosus continues, Sofali Tahir. Is it a temporary Isser? Is it a permanent Isser? If you're dealing with a permanent Isser, a chosom, then one can speak about an Isser of Yichud. But if you're dealing with an Isser which is only a temporary one, a pastasalo in the sense that, right, this Isser is here today, but it's gone tomorrow. So in such a case, there is no Isser, despite the fact that Nid is considered to be Bichlal Ha'arayas. So again, Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, stresses that Nid is not considered to be Ke'en Imo. And that can be understood in one of two ways. Either Imo is one of the Arayos, Nid is not Bechlal Arayos. Or that no, that given the fact that Nid is Bechlal Arayos is the Rambam Shita. Yeah, but it's a very temporary Yisr. That's what Tosfos, for example, suggested. Also Nivamos Nabeiz Namadalim. No? Why is it when two brothers marry two sisters, there's no possible even chalitza, not when it comes to Nida? So Tosfos answered very simply, right? That Isser will be a long-standing Isser. Mashenk, when it comes to Nida, this is going to evaporate shortly. And therefore you can't equate the Achos Isha to the case of Nida. Sofali Tahir. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin continues. It has the following line. However, umihu, heicha d'lo ba'al, afilu nida asura. And you should know that kodem nir yishona, even nida is asura. What exactly is Tosfos adding? What exactly was the hemshah? Tosfos just got through saying that you can't equate imo to nida, because imo is a categorical issur. Nida is sofali tahir. Good. And then Tosfos cites the Gemara Ksuvas Naf Daled, our sugya, that there is an Isser of Kodem B'Rishon. How does that flow? How does that relate to the previous words of Tosfos? Tosfos Lachor should have ended right there. Imo is the model for an Isser Erva to tell us, Imo yes, but any similar Isser is Aser, and you can't equate that with Nida because Sofli Tar period. What does it have to do with Kodem B'Rishona, Achar B'Rishona? So if you look in the Maharam, right, on that Tosfos, and here, Daf Lamed Zayin, Maharam writes the following Chiddush, that this is an independent Eretz Tosfos. Tosfos is Kasha again. How is it possible for this Pasuk, Suga B'Shoshanim, to be used, to be Matan Issa D'Araisa? Cannot be. So Maharam suggests that Tosfos is giving two independent Eretz. Teretz number one is that no, there is no Isser Yichud because Sofali Tahir. Teretz number two, Rama is the following. That when is there an Isser Daraisa of Yichud where Mamish Yitzro Takfo? That's talking about a case where Isha Shlobala Meolam. However, if Kfar Baleha, then there is no Isser Yichud. That's the difference between emo as opposed to ishtonida. An ishtonida. They've been living together with chayishus. So in such a case, there is no isra of yichud. And that's the hemshech hatosus. And teda, you should know, that if we're dealing with ishtonida kodem birishona, of course there's an isra yichud. That's the chiddush. That's the Maharam understands Tosus. Tosus is giving two independent irutzim. Number one is sofli tahir. Number two is lobal hamiyolam. So why is it that arayos yes and nida there is no isra yichud? One possibility is that nida is not bichlal harayos. The other possibility is no, nida is bichlal harayos. But there's still a fundamental difference. Either sofali tayer or ishtonida karbalea, and in such a case, that also is considered to be paspasala. If you understand the Tosus in that way, there could then be an incredible nafkamina varsugya. When our Gemara says that there is an iser yichud for ishtonida kodem birishona, is this an iser daraisa or is this an iser darabana? If you assume, like Parshat Pshat and Tosos, that there cannot be an Isser Yichud with Ishtonida, because after all, the Isser Yichud is only Gilei Arayos, and Nida is not Bechal Harayos. So therefore, any form of Yichud is only going to be Nisr Drabanan. This is not going to be the classic Isser Yichud. If you assume the Svar of Tosos of Sofali Toher, that it's not considered to be the same Yitzro Tokfo, because after all, the Heter will soon come, so Nargamar as well, can't that be applied to the case of Kodem Birishona, Sofali Toher, Poshav Shat, according to that day in Tosos? Again, any Yitzro Yichud Nargamar is only Yitzro Rabbanon. If, however, you understand that there's an independent teretz that Tosus is giving, as the Maram does, that the difference between Arayos and Nida is not that Nida is not Bechal Arayos, or not Sofli Toher, but rather Be'ishto Nida Kfar Baleha, then one could suggest a very great Kiddush, that Kodem Birishona, this is not a new Isser, but rather, that this is considered to be the regular Isser Daraisa of Yichud. If you look, for example, at the Yad Ramah, and that's Sugya and Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, in the Sugya. Yad Ramah seems to assume, Kipshuto, that the Isser Kodem Birishona is Nisa Daraisa. It's a Nisa Daraisa. The Isser Daraisa of Yichud applies in a case, the Yad Ramah writes of, Nafish Yitzrayu, when Yitzro Takfo. And the Yad Ramah writes, and Nida Kodem Birishona, Ishto Nida, certainly Yitzro Takfa. And therefore, in Achinami, in our Sugya, this is an Issa Daraisa. This is not an Issa Drabana. In normal cases of Yichud, Yitzro Takfa is an Issa Daraisa. In a regular case of Ishto Nida, then we assume, no, ain't Yitzro Takfa. That's Shugav HaShoshanim. Even a small barrier is sufficient. In a case of Kodem Birishona, the Yad Ramah writes, that's an overt, a blatant case of Yitzro Takfa. And therefore, certainly it's considered to be an Issa Daraisa. Poshav Shat, or Slavichik, often commented, that's what it seems. Like the Rambam as well. The Rambam sheet, as we discussed, is Nidus Bechlal Harayos. That's Mufurish in the Rambam. And when the Rambam presents the Isser of Yichud as being an Isser Daraisa, the Rambam writes in Parakhav Beis Lach Aleph, Rambam says, Osel Hisyachid im ha'erva min harayos. The Furish in Rambam. The Isser is only harayos. And the Rambam gives you exceptions. Poshav Shad, what does that mean by Yotzim and Aklal? Despite the fact that it's an Isser erva, there's Heter Yichud. So the Rambam writes Chutz, Mi Avim Bena, an avim bito, aimim bina, or avim bito, and bali mishtonida. The Rambam gives you the three accessions: a son, a daughter, or wife. Despite the fact that it's certainly gilei arayos, aimim bina, avim bito, and nida, nonetheless, these are exceptions. And then the Rambam continues, however, if chasan shepersa yishtanida kolam bimishona, certainly not. Voshev sham the Rambam, this is not a new iser, but this is mamish, a hadrid iser akamo. Right, the step one always is that there's an iser derais of yichud barayos. The step two, for one of our three reasons, that there's a heter of nida, and now you have limitation of our Gemara. Only lachar birishana kodem. Is that a new oser? Or is that a hadrid iser akamo, that this is called an iser derais of yichud barayos? Look in the Yad Ramah, Beforish, it's an Issa Daraisa. Moshe Pshat and Rambam, it's an Issa Daraisa. The Rambam calls this halacha of Nida together with the Issa of Yichud Barayos, and the Rambam writes that Chosan Sheper Seishta Nida is the Issa Daraisa of Yichud. Now we discussed the two Padeas and Tulsas, according to the Chiddush, the Maram. This is Mefurish against the Chiddush of the Rambam. This notion that the Isser Yichud of our Gemara is nothing new, but this is simply the routine Isser Yichud Barayos, cannot be according to the Shittas HaRambam. If you look at the Rosh in our Sugi in the very end of Siman Hay, the Rosh quotes the following Chiddush of the Rambam. Our Gemara seems very dramatic. No, it doesn't seem to say this is Isser Yichud. The Gemara says, "V'chalosan hayamim, Yoshim ben Hanashim, he is Shena ben Hanashim." That's Nisr Yichud. Sounds like there's more going on here than Nisr Yichud. As though you require a double Shmira, a Shmira Kfula. It's not enough that you solve the Yichud problem technically, but it's necessary for the husband to sleep with the men, and the Kala to sleep with the women. That's necessary to warn Isra of Yichud. The Kala has to be with the women. The Chosn has to be with the men. So the Raivid quotes this Chumra of the Raivid. Travayu dafka. The Gemara doesn't mean, oh, you have to avoid Isra Yichud. So how do you avoid it? Let her be with women, or let him be with men. No, the Rosh quotes the Raivid. Both are necessary. V'yoshem bin anashim in v'gam v'hi yashena bin anashim. The Raivan writes, the Gemara Shemir says very literally. What does that mean? You need a Shemir Kfula. This can't be this Din Daraisa. This is true of Yichud Daraisa? Certainly not. Yichud Daraisa does not require Yoshim and Hashim, Yoshim and Hashim. Can't be that this is the norm, this is Yichud B'chol HaTorah Kula. Must be a separate halach entirely, a new Oser. And who says that this Iser of Ishta Nida Kodem Birishon is the same gender as Yichud Barayos? This Lachor certainly is my Dinda Rabbanon. There's Dinda Raisa that you require Shmira Kfula. Certainly not. And if you look further in the Raivid, our Rosh doesn't quote this in our Sugya. But if you look at the Rosh in the Bali and Efesh, it's the Chibur of the Raivid, Raivid and Bali and Efesh and Shara Prisha, and the Rosh quotes this in Moikotin, in Perikimo, Simon Lamed Vav. The Raivid didn't only have a Chumrah, the Raivid had an unbelievable Kula. The Raivid took our Gemara very literally. If you take it so literally, there's a Chumrah and a Kula. The Chumrah is you require a double Shmira. What's the possible Kula? So the Raivid is explicit in Bali and Efesh. Dafka Balayla Avo Biyom Mutarin. There's no Isser at all during the day. Huyoshin. No? Valayla. Where it's a time that we have to be concerned, the Yitzra Tokfa will lead to Achiv Kares, Nisr Bia. Then the Chamur goes in. So the Raivid writes, Mikotza Lakotza. Right? A Chumra Valayla of a double Shmir because Yitzra Tokfa. And Bayom, there's no Isser whatsoever. That's that the Rosh, when he quotes this Raivin, right, you might cut him. No, Rosh only quotes half of the Raivin. The Chumra. The Rosh might cut and quotes the Chumra and the Kula. And the Rosh writes, Umod Hifdik HaChacham LaHachmir and Hifdik LaHakel. He says, this Raivin is mamish an extreme Chumra and extreme Kula. The Chumra that night you double Shmira. Doesn't mean that's true whatsoever. And the Kula Bayom, nothing is necessary. Right, the Rosh writes, Vipcha Mistavra. Anything the opposite is true. Ki lemaris ha'ayin yitzram yizgaber. No, bayom, when it's light, right, and they can fully see each other, certainly it's yitzro takfa. To say that there's no isser whatsoever bayom, and it's only balayla, the Rosh thinks is not, certainly not true. One thing is clear from the Ravid sheet, that this is not the isser of yichud, b'chol ha'torah kula. This is a completely unique halacha. Again, that could be understood either according to the Ravid Shita, like Tosus, that the Isser is only Ba'arayos and Yichud is not considered to be Neserva, or else it's only Dumya De'imo that ain't Sofli Taher. And since Sofli Tar, one cannot envision an Isser Yichud. And Enachinami, our Gemara, is clearly only a Dinda Rabbanon. Right? Not at all, right? A Dinda Neser. It's important, machlokes. Boshev Shat and Rambam. This is a Hadri Nisur Hakama. This is the old Isra of Yichud. We touched earlier on the machlokes Rishonim as well in our sugya at the Tug Yourselves, where the Gemara says the following: where do you see a case of Chasam that, despite the fact that there's a concept of Shivas Mihamishter, nonetheless that there are Nihugi Avelos? Where do you see that this is true? So the girsa that we have in the Gemara, this is nothing new. This is like Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. That afo pi shamro ein avelus b'moed, even though in general there's no avelus on yantiv, yeah, but dvarm shel tzina noeg. That's only for midah v'farhesia. But dvarm shel tzina still apply. So the Gemara is very good. Shivas Meish is considered to be yantiv delay. But even though it's yantif, it doesn't mean anything goes. Just like on yantif, there are dvarim shevitzina. A person, Rachman al-Hassan, is nifter on yantif, the kura is on yantif, dvarim shevitzina apply. Hu hadinami, in this case as well. There are dvarim shevitzina, even though during the shivis v'mishter. So the parallel is beautiful. Right? The yantif delay of chosin v'kala compared to yantif mamish, where this is true. If you look in the Balamor, in Moed Katan and Daf Yadal Mabez and Daf Yarif, the Balamor had a very different girsa. His girsa and this member of our Gemara was Afal Pisha Amro Ein Avelus Bishabis Dvarim Shibitzin Anoim. There's no Dvarim Shibitzin on Yantif. Dvarim Shibitzin is only on Shabbos. So our Gemara, it's not one halacha. Our Gemara is saying the following Chiddush, that even though here we're dealing with the Shivis Yimei HaMishter, which in certain respects is comparable to, right, the Yantif delay, but this cannot be equated with Mamish, the Yantif Daraisa. If anything, we will equate this with Shabbos, where we distinguish between Sinna as opposed to Bapahesya. So the Gemara is telling you a great Chiddush, that Chasan Dumya de Shabbos, and therefore Dvarim Shibitzina apply. And that's what the Ramban disagrees with the Mochamas. The Ramban there writes, the Mochamas when cutting off Yadal Mabay, he said, what do you mean? Chasna is considered to be Karegel. And therefore the Gemara Kapshutu, as we assume, whatever applies in Yantiv will apply to a Chasna. And what's the link between Shivas Mi'amishta and Regel? Right, Ramban writes, the answer is Simcha. Simcha is Sosra Avelus. Before Shna Ramban. Simcha is Sosra Avelus. And therefore you understand that Einam Olam Laminyan. So therefore the days of Yantif are not going to count toward Shiva. Because days of Simcha will not count toward Shiva. Days of Simcha of Shiva Sriya Mishka is not going to count toward Shiva. Unlike Shabbos. And Einachinami, what is the Chiddush the Rambam? That despite the fact that there is Simchas HaRegel and Simchas Chasam Takalo, Dvaram Shivitzina apply nonetheless. We pointed out, according to the Chiddush the Rambam, it's not one halacha. There's no association necessarily between Nihugi Avevos and Olam in Yeshiva. The regal is not Olam in Yeshiva. Our Gemara, Shivitzina Mishnah, not Olam in Yeshiva, but you have Dvaram Shivitzina. These are two completely independent halachas. We pointed out this fits in very well with the Rambam that we discussed earlier, that Nihugi Avevos kick in even during Aninos. Aninos also is not Olam in Yeshiva. But Nihugi Avevos apply. So there is no halacha that requires that you must be dealing with the Shivas Yemei Avevos in order to have Nihugi Avevos. That certainly is not true. You see it when it comes to Regal Dvaram Shivitzina. You see it Argamon when it comes to Chasan. You see it when it comes to Aninos. The Rambam, of course, disagrees with this Chiddush, the Rambam. The Rambam assumes, like the Balamor, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halach Aleph of Chuzavel, the Rambam writes that Shabbos is Olam in Shiva, and Dvarm Shivitzina apply. The Rambam continues in Halach Gimel and tells us this is only true when it comes to Shabbos. When it comes to Yantiv, certainly not. Ein davar midivrei avelos noig bahem. Nothing at all. Dvaram shivitzina or dvaram shavahesia. Nothing applies on Yantiv. Lecha Mishnah there points out in Paragil Halacha Gimel that the Rambam assumes like the Balamor. Right? That our Gemara is going to equate Shivis Mishnah not with Yantiv, but with Shabbos. With Shabbos where you have dvaram shivitzina. And if you look in the Rambam later, it's explicit. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perakir Aleph, Halacha Ches. There the Rambam writes regarding our case in the Gemara, the Noach Shivis Yimei Mishnah. You begin with the Simchus Chasan Vakala. And the Rambam adds, however, called Osan Hayamim, Noach Dvarm Shivitzina, Kishabis, the Rambam writes. And exactly like Shabbos, Dvarm Shivitzina apply. Not when it comes to Yantif at all. What exactly is the Shitas Rambam? The Rambam absolutely distinguishes between Shabbos as opposed to Yantif. On Shabbos, yes, Dvaram Shivitzina. On Yantif, not. What is the Shitas Rambam? So, before we suggest the following Chiddush, that according to the Rambam, Nihugi Avevos go hand in hand with Minyan Shiva. It's one halacha. So Shabbos, which is all the Minyan Shiva, then you can envision some Nihugi Avelos from Shivitzina. But that certainly is not true of Yantiv. That's one possibility the Rabban mentions in the Mochanos. And this is the Shitosi of the Rambam. Aninos. The Rambam Perakala Palachabeis that calls man shall nikvar hameis until skima sagolel. So, no restrictions. Eino asa b'davar min adram shameis shaha avim asa b'hen. Nothing is asa. Again, the Rambam equates Aninos with Yantif. And what in the world is the link between Aninos and Yantif? They're opposites. No, the common thread is that both Yantif and Aninos ain't only min yeshiva. Mashenki, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos, which is only min yeshiva, so then you can discuss Nihugi Avelos. Maybe that's the Rambam Shita. If that's true, so you have the following obvious difficulty. And what about our Gemara? You have an instance of Simchas Chasan V'Kala Shivis Mishte. Here it's explicit in the Gemara that you have the Shivis Mishte. The minion of Avelos does not yet begin. The Rambam writes Kishabis. Of course, the Dvaram Shivitzina. What is in the Gemara? Dvaram Shivitzina certainly apply. So here everyone must agree that this is an instance, according to the Rambam Shita, where despite the fact that there is no minyan shiva, nonetheless, dvarim shebitzinah still apply. Where's in the Gemara? How do you understand this? Why is it when it comes to shivis mi'amishta, all of a sudden the Rambam writes, there are no yugi avelos? So this bechora can relate back to what we discussed earlier. Don't forget the Rambam shitas avelos is daraisa. Good, misu kru bosayom, but avelos is daraisa. So according to the Rambam shita, you have to deal with our earlier question. If avelos is a din daraisa, how is it ever possible for the shivis yimei hamishta to be doch avelos? How does it ever happen? If you assume, like the Bali Atosis, like the Shita of the Rosh, Aninus is Lachud, Avelos is Lachud, and Avelos is only a Dindra Banan. So good, you understand how the Chamim can argue under certain conditions. Hefsid Mamon, Leke Inish Titarach. So therefore, we will allow the Shiva Samish to take precedence over Avelos. But if Avelos is a Dindaraisa, as the Rambam writes, how can that work? Why is it that the Simchas Chasim takes precedence over Avelos? Right? You have four possibilities. One is Avelos is only Drabanan. The Rambam can't agree with that. Rambam's Mufurish. That's not true. Avelos is a Din Daraisa. Another possibility. The Ramach. No. That Simchas Chasim is a Din Daraisa. No? Either one day, 7 days, but Simchas Chasim is Daraisa. Rambam can't agree with that either. That's the same Rambam. Perek Aleph, Pelach Aleph, Hilchos Avel. The Rambam writes, Avelos is Daraisa. What is Daraisa? Not Shiva. One day is Daraisa. Misuk Rabos Hayom. And what about Shiva? The Rambam writes, Shiva is only a Takana Drabanan. And the Rambam adds, just like Shivis Mi'amishta is only a Takana Drabanan. No? The Yemei Amishta, one day, 7 days, the Rambam is clear, that's only a Din Rabbanon. But the Shita Mekubetzes, Teretz, that you have to see to it that in this case, the Misu Kfura on 2 different days. Otherwise, Avelos is going to take precedence over the Simcha. It's also against the Rambam. When the Rambam cites our Gemara, you know, Chazavel and Perek Yirala Falachaches, the Rambam does not write that at all. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, Poshim Shad. Bobis mitzvah poresh, and immediately the kfura. The Ram does not tell us that the kfura must be on the next day in order to see to it that Avelos is derabanan. Right, Posh of Shat, and the Ram Shita is like Rashi. The Kovanas HaMeis Miyad, immediately. So all those three truths we had of explaining how it's possible to ignore Avelos is not true according to the Rambam Shita. How then, according to the Rambam, do you understand that somehow that Avelos Daraisa is ignored and we have Shivis Mi'amishta? So Poshav Shav, the Rambam is going to have to agree with the Ram. Enochinami. It's a great Chiddush. This is an Akira. It's Dovim in the Torah. Meikar Hadin. Enochinami. We would have said that Avelos should take precedence. But we have a Shas HaTzorech. Aviv shal chosan, imo shal kala, lekinish titarach, seda. Something has to give. So yesh koach, biyad chachamim. And what was the chiddush of the Ram? That this is not a categorical akira. Some things yes, other things no. When necessary, yes. Otherwise, the avelus is going to remain bimkom ome. Poshav Shat, that's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. So maybe the Rambam understood, right, the following Chiddush. You can't equate Aninus or Yantif with the case of Chasam. In the case of Aninus, there is no Avelus. In the case of Yantif, Yantif is Mevatel Avelus. The Avelos is not Chal at all. In our case, you have Avelos Daraisa. The fact that the Avelos somehow is disrupted, that's not Kiras of Menatora. And as the Ran writes, that's not a categorical akira. So Pashat Shat, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. If the Avelus is Chal, but this is Akira Stavim and Torah, so if there is a Chalos Avelus, one can envision Ram Shivat Sina. In that sense, it's comparable to Shabbos, the balance. Now that on the one hand, we're not going to do anything that will outright degrade, so to speak, the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos, but the Dvaram Shivat Sina will apply. That was the model of the Akira Stavim and HaTorah, to allow the Simcha as well as the Avelus to express itself. And where do you have a model where that's true? No, not Aninos, and not Yantif. Shabbos is your model. And that's what the Rambam writes. What's the link? Well, between the Yantif delay of the Chosin and Shabbos. What do you mean? Right? Chosin is comparable to Regel. Pashur Shad, according to Rambam, Sheet, the answer is the following. Shabbos is the model, Me'ikar Hadin, where one balances, right, the element of Avelus with the element of, let's call Oneg. And what is that balance? Sinah versus Bavahesia. That was the model after which the Chachamim patterned the Sakira, Stavim and HaTorah. There's no reason to uproot the Mitzvah Avelus Lagamre. So Boshem Shat, that's the Kiddush of the Rambam. That it's possible, right, to envision Dvarm Shibitzina here, where the Avelus is Chal and continues to be Chal, unlike a case of Yom Tov Aninos, where there's no Chalos Avelus whatsoever. So take a look at the Ramban of the Mochamas. There on Daf Yidala Beis and Daf Yariv. There the Ramban writes, no, that the difference between Shabbos as opposed to Yom Tov is not that Shabbos is Olam and Yom Shiva, and Yom Tov is not Olam and Yom Shiva. That's not the focal point. One could have envisioned Yehud Gavelos without the Minyan Shiva whatsoever. That's what the Ramban has in Aninus. Yehud Gavelos without Minyan Shiva. So why is it that on Shabbos there are elements of Avelus? You can't just simply say the difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov, Ola ain't Ola. That's irrelevant. Aninus is ain't Ola. Then Yehud Gavelos, absolutely. So what's the difference? So that's what the Ramban cites. Poshut. The mitzvah of Simcha is what is Doch Avelus. And that is only relevant on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's a mitzvah of Oneg, no doubt. But Oneg and Avelus are not mutually exclusive. Simcha and Avelus cannot coexist. So we'll have to discuss the differences between these two halachos, the Sheet of the Ramban, and perhaps this also could be the Rambam Sheet. We'll have to see. And so take a look again at that piece of the Mochamas. There is that famous Chuvah Rabbi Kirega, the very first Chuvah that contrasts, right, Oneg Shabbos with the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. Important Chuvah. And then take a look at the Lecha Mishnah. Exactly to what degree do we assume that Shivas and Mishnah is considered to be Kiregonam? And perhaps one can even make that distinction within the Shitas around them as well. Okay, so pick up. That's a Shemitah.